Chapter 24. Jin examined her situation in a cold, analytical way. She had gotten at least that much from her father. The ability to detach and look at the world as a scientist, not a human. First, she was alone. Saw was gone. Kodo was gone. Outside the bunker, there were Imperials and the people of Tamsi Prime. She could rely on none of them. With the entire world crumbling to the ground, burning and destroyed, no one would show kindness to a stranger. Second, Jin had two weapons, Saw's knife and the blaster. She didn't have any of her own weapons. Her cover had not allowed for them. These weren't the worst weapons she could have at the moment. But they were nothing compared with the Star Destroyer and TIE fighters and countless stormtroopers. Third, she was safe for now, but couldn't stay where she was. The bunker was oppressively small. She couldn't stand up straight. At best, she could hunch over, her spine pressed against the roof. She wondered what the shell turret had been made for. Droids that easily slid into position. Clone troopers who didn't mind their conditions? It didn't matter. When she added up all the facts of her situation, Jin was left with a simple truth. She couldn't stay there. But she had no way to leave. Saw had told her to wait until the next day. She curled up on the ground of the bunker and closed her eyes, waiting for the nightmare to be over. She had hidden in a hatch before, had waited a day, and Saw had come for her. He would come again. The attack ended sometime before dusk. The ground was still bright from fires. Stormtroopers rolled out, ordering everyone to return to their homes, or, if their homes were burning, to at least clear the streets. Jin watched through the slits in the turret. She tried to peer through the tiny openings and see the stars above, but smoke shrouded the area in darkness. Daylight crept through the tiny openings in the turret. Jin watched it slink across the dirt floor, drawing closer and closer to her hand, the hand that gripped the knife. She was 8 years old again, hiding in the cave, staring up at the hatch. She didn't know if anyone would come, but Saw did. Saw did. Outside was silent, and Jin knew he wasn't coming back for her. Not this time. An announcement blared throughout the settlement, followed by a low, pulsing alarm. Jin looked through the slits in the shell turret and watched in surprise as Imperial transport ships landed and the stormtroopers still on the ground boarded them. People from Tamsi Prime stood in the wreckage of their town, watching as the soldiers flew off. Some of them cheered. Their oppressors were leaving. Jin's heart sank. She scrabbled out of the shell turret, her eyes to the skies. The Star Destroyer was still up there, high above, preparing. She remembered what Lieutenant Colonel Senjax had said. The Empire has no further use for Tamsi Prime. The TIE fighters had decimated the factories, destroying any evidence of what the Empire had been making in its facilities. But the people still knew. They had worked on whatever it was. They knew. Jin was hardly surprised when the first plasma beam shot from the Star Destroyer. She watched almost impassively as it cut through the air, sending down flames and destruction. Escaping from the factory had not given her much time to look around. Running from Rhys had narrowed her focus to a pinpoint. But now, with the Star Destroyer low in the sky, fading into the billows of smoke rising from the ground, Jin saw just how great and terrible the destruction was, and just how much worse it was going to be. She had to go. Now. As Jin raced toward the spaceport, another blast from the Star Destroyer shook the ground. closer this time. And not too far away, a secondary explosion. She didn't look back, but she was keenly aware that she was on a munitions testing ground that was being fired upon. Any leftover torpedoes or mines or whatever other monstrosities that remained from the Clone Wars munitions manufacturing days would be set off inadvertently by the Empire's plasma blasts. The stones of the shell turret rattled as the ground shook from explosive shock. Jin scrabbled over the sharp, rocky ground, ignoring the cuts that sprang up on her fingers and sliced her pants. Nothing but smoke and ash was behind her. Distantly, an alarm cut through the sounds of screaming, a steady, high-pitched pulse that seemed oddly rhythmic amid the staccato bursts of random explosions and blaster fire. People covered in soot and streaked with blood stood out in the streets, staring up at the Star Destroyer in horror. "I have to go," the words echoed in Jin's mind, the only truth she knew. She had to leave this planet. She had to escape. Jin turned her back on the rubble and faced the spaceport. Ships. Reese's ship was still there. Not that she knew how to fly it, but it was a start. She had only luck left, and she could only hope it hadn't run out entirely. Jin darted out of the munitions testing ground toward the spaceport. As soon as the shock of the attack wore off, this was going to be the most popular place on the entire planet. But none of the natives on Tamsi Prime had yet thought of escape. When something bad happened, people's natural instinct was to go home. It had not yet occurred to the people of Tamsi Prime that there was anywhere else to go. She went straight to Reese's ship, thankfully still open. She raced first to her own locker, withdrawing the small satchel of her belongings that she'd brought with her on the trip. A change of clothes, her truncheons, and the code replicator. Then she went into the cockpit. She'd seen Saw fly their shuttle 100 times over the years. She'd watched as Reese piloted this ship. But the array of buttons and gauges, dials and levers was completely alien to her. She had no idea how to even begin launch sequence, let alone fly past a Star Destroyer. Another rumble, closer this time. The Empire had been toying with them. Now Jin wasn't sure if there would be any survivors at all. She dashed back out of Reese's ship, wildly looking around, as if some sort of escape would just appear. Maybe she could take one of the other ships, the smaller Planet Hopper. She scanned the spaceport and saw a young man beating on the outside of one of the few remaining Imperial shuttles. "Hey!" she shouted. When he looked up, she called, "Can you fly this thing?" She jerked her thumb toward Reese's ship. "I work transport. I can fly anything," he called back. "But it won't do any good. They'll blow anything that's not Imperial out of the sky." Jin thought fast. "I've got Imperial clearance codes," she shouted. "And those things are locked up tight." The man hesitated, weighing his odds. Finally, he nodded, making up his mind, and ran over to Jin. She was already turning around and started pulling up the metal ramp as soon as he boarded. The man knew his way around a ship. He went straight to the cockpit and threw himself into the pilot's chair. Jin sat down in the co-pilot seat, her code replicator in her hand, and hooked up to the ship's mainframe.
"We should get others," the man said, hesitating. "There are survivors. We could help them."
Jin paused. She wanted to help others, but when she pushed past her emotions, she knew there was no way they could organize an evacuation. So she focused on the code replicator. If Saw and Reese escaped on Imperial ship, the Star Destroyer would be even more hesitant to let another ship slide through its grasp. This had to be perfect.
"It wouldn't take long," the man said, turning around as if there were a group of survivors waiting behind him for permission to board.
"There's no time!" Jin screamed at him when he still didn't launch the ship. "Go!" He slammed his hand down on the console and initiated launch sequence. The engine roared to life, and they shot into the sky. Jin tapped on the code replicator furiously. She used an Imperial code she'd been working on in her spare time, one with high levels of complex security.
She didn't know if it would work, and if she used it now, she knew it would never work again. As soon as the Empire saw her trick, they'd crack down on the codes. But if she was ever going to use it, now was the time. She uploaded the code into the ship's system, masking the ship's identification and labeling it as a medical emergency with high-level clearance for evacuation. She used all her best work on this one shot. Their ship burst from the planet's atmosphere, burning off oxygen as it entered the vacuum of space. "They're scanning us," the pilot said tightly, his eyes on the screen spread before him. The Star Destroyer hung ominously in the black. "Don't hesitate," Jin said. "Keep going. Keep going." Another ship broke atmosphere behind them. The little planet hopper Jin had seen in the corner of the spaceport. Apparently, more survivors were trying to escape. The scan for that ship was much quicker. In moments, it was shot from the sky, reduced to nothing but debris. Her code replicator beeped, the sound blending into the alert on the pilot's main console. "We've passed clearance," the pilot said, his voice filled with wonder. "Go!" Jin shouted. Their saving grace had been the emergence of the other ship, distracting the Imperials from a close scan. As Jin watched, TIE fighters deployed, their visual on the ship would doom Jin and the pilot. The pilot punched it, heading straight for the hyperspace route, programming the coordinates with a flurry of fingers. Jin's hands curled over the sides of her seat, her eyes darting between the pilot and the approaching TIE fighters. The stars blended together, light and fog forming around them as they flew through hyperspace and away from the carnage of Tamsi Prime.